This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In Parshas Achrei Mois, the Pasuk says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The Pasuk says, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, for on this day he will forgive you, l'tahareschem, to purify you, mikol chatoiseichem l'fnei Hashem titaru. From all of your sins, you will be purified before Hashem. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel says, "Hahu yoma dash kafte de Rebbe." On the day of Rebbe's funeral, Nafat Baskol v'Omro, a Baskol emerged and said, "Kol dahave bash kafte de Rebbe. Whoever attended Rebbe's funeral, mizumenu l'chay olam haba, was destined for olam haba." Now, although Rebbe was unbelievably great, why don't we find something similar regarding one who attended the Levaya of other great tzaddikim? Why specifically the Levaya of Rebbe? Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector answers that the Gemara in Yuma tells us a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim with respect to the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Chachamim say Yom Kippur is only mechaper together with tshuva. However, Rebbe is of the opinion that the day itself of Yom Kippur intrinsically brings Kapara, even without tshuva. Chazal also tell us that Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper, similar to Yom Kippur. So if Rebbe is of the opinion that Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper, and Misa Tzadikim is equal to Yom Kippur, then Rebbe would also hold that Misa Tzadikim alone is Mechaper. Therefore, although the halach is like the Chachamim, that Yom Kippur needs tshuva, the ones who attended Rebbe's Levaya were given the leniency of Rebbe's opinion that Misa Tzadikim alone is Mechaper. And that's why the Gemara says that anyone who specifically attended Rebbe's Levaya was mezumen l'chay olam haba, because the ones who attended Rebbe's Levaya received the leniency of Rebbe's opinion that Yom Kippur alone is mechaper, which means Misa Tzadikim alone is mechaper, which means Rebbe's Misa would be mechaper for anyone who attended his Levaya. And that's why they were mezumen l'chay olam haba. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in Parashas Achrei Mois, by the Parashah of Arayas, the Pasuk says, V'isha el achoisa loisikach, which is the Isra of marrying two sisters. However, the wording of the Pasuk is a bit difficult, because the way the Pasuk is written, V'isha el achoisa loisikach, it means V'isha loisikach, do not marry a woman, el achoisa, after having already married her sister. If you marry the sister, don't marry the isha, which would mean that the Pasuk is calling the first woman that he married the sister, and the second one the isha. The Pasuk should have said, Loisikach achois ishtecha, do not marry your wife's sister, calling the first one you marry your wife, and the second one the sister. Unlike the way the Pasuk says it here, V'isha el achoiso loisikach, do not marry an isha after marrying her sister, making the first wife the sister, and the second wife the isha. Why this interesting wording of the Pasuk? The Chanukah HaTorah answers with the Medrash and the Gemara that states, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'aseh suda la'tzadikim. In the future, Hashem will make a suda for the tzadikim, and they will offer Avram to lead the benching. And Avram will say, I cannot lead the benching, because Yishmael came from me. So Avram will offer the benching to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak will also say, I cannot lead, because Esav came from me. So then Yitzchak will offer it to Yaakov, and Yaakov too will refuse, because he'll say, I married two sisters. Unlike Siv, regarding me, the Pasuk says, V'isha el achoisa loisika, do not marry two sisters. Ask the Chanukah HaTorah, why did Yaakov say, or lie regarding me, the Pasuk says, Isha el achoisa loisika? The Torah wrote the Isser for all of Klal Yisrael. So why did Yaakov say, or lie udichsiv, V'isha el achoisa loisika? Says the Chanukah HaTorah, Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel, and then he was tricked, and Lavan gave him Leah, and he married Leah first, then Rachel. So Yaakov was the one who married the sister first, Leah, and then married the Isha, his main wife, Rachel. That's why Yaakov said, Olayu dichsib v'isha el achoisa leisika. Why is the terminology, if you marry the sister, don't marry afterwards the Isha? Olayu dichsib, because the Torah is referring to me, who married first the sister, Leah, and then the Isha, Rachel. Olayu dichsib, regarding me, the Pasuk says this interesting lashon, V'isha al achoisa loisika. Once you marry the sister, once you marry Leah, do not marry the Isha, Rachel.